And I'm back. Love that song. Just love, love, love that song. Makes me feel good inside. And well, you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name's Brian. And I was just thinking while I was listening to the song in the studio here. I went to Jackman Public School years ago. And I remembered, what I remembered while the song was playing, I used to play hockey indoors. And that was with the that ring that was like horsehair, whatever it was. And it was just a ring, and we would ha take the our hockey stick, and we would cut off the blade, and then we would basically just we would just simply use that as the puck, whatever it is. And there was a goalie, and but I was the ring it, and I was really good playing that sport. But I remember there was a sadness that came years later in that school, and the sadness was that all of a sudden somebody decided to get rid of that ring, and we had to use these plastic hockey sticks and a plastic ball. And that really changed. That sucked. But I can understand safety. I get it. I get it. But I remembered that. I remember going at lunchtime, marbles, shoot marbles and trying to get the big marble. I remember all that and trading hockey cards. This is what we did back then. It was just fantastic. And I look forward to in my parents didn't have a lot of money, but we would have either any what is it the regular milk or chocolate milk, and we I look forward to having my milk in the morning. These are just memories that I've got, and it was very pleasant, and so now I'm older, and I'm trying to create some good memories for all of you for the rest of your incarnation. And I hope I don't fail you, because memory is important. To have a good memory is important. So we're here, segment two. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Okay, what is he? All politicians, again, they're, well, Doug Ford is a good karma politician. But I mean, politicians, again, in general, could be a good karma, bad karma, or both. Combination of good and bad. Donald Trump is a 100% bad karma president for the American citizens, for Canada, for the whole world. 100% bad karma. This man is dangerous. The bad karma is not authentic. It's not authentic. He is passing on punishment to mankind. And it's not authentic bad karma. He's sending bad karma to those who, on some level, somehow took on the bad karma of the dark side slash evil side. But not everyone who's got bad karma is dark. But we're talking about like really bad, evil people. And there's a lot of them out there. And so a lot of Americans of the light, they're taking on someone else's bad karma. So that role is being played out by Donald Trump, where he is represents a very dark force, evil force. And forget about the fact that he's got his own Bible. That's don't buy into that. I mean, the spiritual council of the light, we're not happy with him. We're definitely not happy. And so I discern. I've got records to everyone's records. All your past lives, everything. There's not a human being on this planet that I can't get to know very well in 30 minutes without even meeting that person. But what I do need to know about the person, I will know within 5 minutes on anyone. And that I could base and make an important decision on that person based on what I've discerned in the 5 minutes. Donald Trump's main agenda is World War III. This is his own personal revenge. So when he came into this incarnation, he was given a current life incarnation soul. But he brought with him his past life, fragment souls of different incarnations. And it's broken up. It's not just one past life soul. And I'm not surprised when I discern that he absolutely hates Canada. At 10 years old, he hated Canada. When he came in, he hated Canada because he had a past life soul that said he hates Canada. And what happens is when you have an incarnation, many other incarnations, and you had a troublesome experience, you'll bring that memory with you. So his troublesome experience that he brought into this incarnation, this matrix, was connected to 1812 and also connected to World War II, but we'll talk about that later. But connected to 1812, he was so angry that he lost. He was so angry that he lost. And he didn't admit back then he lost when he was James Madison. He didn't admit that. And but why is he so... What's the issue with him, with Canada, why he hates Canada? And we have to go through this in such a way that I have to present the puzzle pieces. So at the end of the sixth segment, it's going to make total sense to you. So please have patience with me. Besides, we've got some good songs coming. I know a lot of you love my songs. And it's not my songs. It's the songs of the artists. They're just fantastic. I love them all. And so, 1812, he was really, really angry. So he's got a soul that still has the memory of that anger that's on him right now. But one thing is that he is jealous, jealous, jealous. And people with the pendulum verify, if we did not have jealousy, if we did not have jealousy anywhere on this planet, that no one had jealousy, is it true that World War I and World War II would not have taken place? Take the pen and verify that. It should be spinning, and it's true. And it's the reason why we are potentially looking at World War III is because of jealousy. It's because of Donald Trump's jealousy. That he met with Zelensky and he had a bad, bad interaction. I do not trust that interaction. I think that's just staged. As I move on to give you more information, you will understand what I mean by that statement. Don't trust what's going on with him. He is a good actor. He is having his own reality TV show. Do not trust him. So he's jealous of the Canadian government because we have better structure than the United States. That's what he believes. And if he says it's not true, he's lying. It's because he cannot penetrate our government. He can't get to the right people to achieve one of his goals. And what's one of his goals with Canada? He wants the mineral rights in Canada. Why? And you gotta trust with what I'm saying and just continue to listen. Because he has a plan to take control of the mineral rights and plant nuclear warheads. That's his main agenda. He wants to plant warheads all over the place if he can. He truly does want to create World War III. And we'll get to the reason. You know, he really does want to be destroyed on some level, too. He's got a big bullseye on his head. And every day, that bullseye on his head is getting wider and wider and wider. But he thinks he's untouchable. And he was untouchable because he had protection from the dark side, spiritual counsel of the dark side. He no longer has that protection. That's been removed. That whole council has been dissolved. And the only thing that exists right now to oversee everything is the spiritual council of the light, which I am a member. I am an extension of that council. I am the eyes and the ears for that council on this planet. But he does want Canada to be destroyed by a foreign nuclear warhead or warheads. He does want that. Penland people who have the gift to discern, verify that. Is that true, what I'm saying? Yes, you should be spinning like crazy. It's true. And so when I talk about the fragmented souls of Donald Trump, that he came into this matrix from, these are souls that are just fractured, that have memory of other incarnations. And so he's angry because when he was James Madison, he was stopped. He was not allowed to continue the war of 1812. And he wanted to, but he was stopped. And he really, really wants to destroy Canada. He really does, because he didn't win the war. And he's got a segment, fragment soul that wants U.S. to be destroyed by nuclear warheads. But he says, go back. He says, go back to that original first fragment. He says, go back. There's another reason. The first fragment soul, yes, yes, yes. He wants Donald Trump to destroy the whole government of the United States. That's it. That's the missing puzzle. That makes sense. Because he was stopped from continuing the war of 1812. So he's angry at certain souls that had an incarnation 1812 that's now in the government. He wants the government destroyed. And he's doing a really good job destroying the government. He's doing a really fantastic. He's really messed up the government. In that second fragment of soul, he wants the U.S. again to be destroyed by nuclear warheads. Another reason. Why? Why? Now, this is very interesting. Donald Trump's other past life, he was a German officer. He was the right hand to Adolf Hitler. Elon Musk, in another incarnation, was Adolf Hitler. So he's angry because his soul has a memory of the Americans bombing the crap out of Germany. So he's here on a certain soul level to have revenge to the United States, to the world. Because as we go on to the third fragment soul, this is where the world comes. He wants the world to be destroyed. Because he figures it was the world that destroyed Germany. And this is on a soul level, soul memory that's driving his subconscious. And so when we take a look at the meaning of the name Donald Trump, on a metaphor basis, it means one who cannot overcome losing. We know that's to be true. One who proceeds with his own rules, disregards the rules of everyone else. We know that to be true. This third metaphor, I mean, this one really bothers me. And it's true with the pen on verify again, what I'm saying is true, that Trump metaphor means anything goes, everything is on the table. That means he will do anything to get what he wants. Very dangerous man. A very, very dangerous man. And so I checked into the records and everything else. the Matrix Records, and I asked, why did Donald Trump come up with the Trump Bible? Who would trust the Trump Bible based on the meaning of Trump? The word Trump. Who would trust it? Well, he did this to fool the Christians. Now, where did I get the answer? I checked his soul. I checked his soul directly. The intent of his soul was to fool Christians, to make them believe he accepts Christ God, that he can be trusted. He's nowhere that he does he embrace Christ God. He is the God. That's who he thinks he is. How can you trust Christ God? And the true Christ God would not be doing what he's doing to the American people right now and what he's trying to do to the world. That is not the true Christ God. And even when he was James Madison, he did not accept Christ or the true God. If he did, it was all fake. Like he loves the statement, fake news. And today it's the same. Like, I mean, what he did as James Madison, his behavior, it's basically the same soul that he's working with. And so I ask, is Donald Trump truly dark? Well, you know, you watch him on TV, he does not like to answer yes or no questions when it really counts. Now, if he hears that I've done this broadcast, you're going to see him next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he's going to start answering yes or no questions. It's all fake. Go with what he's done in the past. Don't go with what he's doing in the future. And you know he doesn't like to admit he's wrong. You know that. And he is cheap. He doesn't give unconditionally. He doesn't do it with FEMA. I mean, he doesn't want FEMA to be around because FEMA treats people with dignity, respect. He doesn't do that. He only does that if he can gain something on a personal level. It's all about him. It's all about his family. So in his first ever incarnation, he was of the light and he was a world leader. So what happened? Because he crossed over. He had the first incarnation, the second incarnation, he was dark / evil. He used the military in his first incarnation to kill tens of thousands of people, likely millions, for his own personal gain, financial gain, whatever gain, popularity, to be in the history books, whatever it is, for his own gain. And if he is allowed to, he will do the same thing in this incarnation on this planet. The world has to be able to say no to Trump. Americans, you need to say no to Trump. You need to get your country back. You need to get your country back today. Now, you need to move fast before it's too late. So we're going to go to another break, and we have a lot more. And you may have to listen to this broadcast 3 times, but a lot of you know how to download the broadcast and put it on your computer, and so you can listen to it. There's many ways. You can even use your iPhone as a recorder and play it, and you can record it onto your iPhone. There's many ways of doing this so that you've got it and you can listen to it. So we are going to go to our next song break and counting the stars. Yeah, we should be counting the stars, and we should, in a lot of cases, burning our money because, you know, this is a metaphor because we're putting so much emphasis. We're putting so much emphasis on the financial side of life instead of recognize that we have our own star. And and we have a special star. Most of us do. There are dark stars, but the stars out there is we want to make sure that those stars are happy with what we're doing here because they're part of who we are. We all have our own individual star. So my name is Brian, and it is February the 28th right now, but this is for the March 1st post and when we post it. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive. Yeah, I've been losing sleep.